This is Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I'm Jason Van Bemmel. Well, we are on day 17 now in our journey through Hebrews, and that brings us right to the middle of chapter 5, chapter 5, verses 7 through 10, asking the question, how could Jesus be made perfect, and why? Here's our scripture text to make that clear. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 10 in the English Standard Version. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest, after the order of Melchizedek. Well, thanks to a long and strange history, the English language has some bizarre expressions. Many of us have no idea why, when faced with a difficult task, we sometimes say, well, I guess I'm going to have to bite the bullet. I mean, why would anyone want to bite a bullet? That seems like the last thing you'd want to do. And why is it that when someone is being very quiet, we might say to them, what's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Cat got your tongue? How would a cat get someone's tongue? What a strange thing to say. Well, English has its strange expressions, and sometimes some things that appear in the Bible can seem like strange expressions. Hebrews has one of the strangest expressions in the Bible, at least on the surface of it. It's most clear in today's passage, which refers to Jesus being made perfect. But this is one of three times when Hebrews speaks of Jesus being made or becoming perfect in 2:10, 5:9, and 7:28. To my mind, at first glance, these seem impossibly strange. How could Jesus, the perfectly sinless Son of God, be made perfect? Now, some people will jump all over this and use these verses to claim that Jesus was not sinlessly perfect. But the book of Hebrews makes it clear that Jesus never sinned in 4:15 and in 7:26. In fact, Hebrews makes it clear that if Jesus had sinned, he would not be any better as a savior or high priest than the priests of Aaron, which we looked at yesterday. So, if Jesus is sinlessly perfect, how could he be made perfect? And why would he need to be? Well, one way to understand this is to understand that the word perfect can have different aspects to its meaning. In the Greek, which is the original language of the New Testament, the word that's most often translated perfect is the word telelu, or teleon. Like we have telescope, it's the end or something far away, right? And so what this word means is something that is perfectly suited for its purpose, or something that is perfectly suited for its intended end. So what Hebrews 5 is telling us is that Jesus was being made perfectly suitable for his purpose or his intended end by suffering and by learning obedience as he suffered. You see, when Jesus was in heaven, enjoying blissful communion with his Father, enjoying the worship of the angels, he was perfect, sinlessly, gloriously perfect. But he was not a suitable Savior or a sympathetic high priest. For Jesus to be a suitable Savior, his willingness to obey his Father had to be tested. Just as Adam was tested in the garden, and he fell, and because he was the representative of all humanity, he dragged all of humanity into sin, so Jesus had to be tested. He had to be tested in our place as our representative. He was tested for 40 days in the desert wilderness, and he was tested in the Garden of Gethsemane in extreme agony. But unlike Adam, Jesus passed the test. He did not sin. And so he became a suitable Savior by being our perfect righteousness who could then offer himself on the cross. Well, to be a sympathetic high priest, Jesus needed to experience every kind of temptation just as we face. By suffering, he knows what it is to suffer. By being tempted, he understands what it is to be tempted. He is indeed the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. So, how could Jesus be made perfect? Well, it's not by getting rid of any flaws, for he never had any. Rather, he was made to be the perfect Savior and the perfect high priest for us, our perfect righteousness, the perfect sacrifice, the perfect sympathetic intercessor, and the perfect representative for us before the throne of God. So instead of puzzling over this seemingly strange expression, we can thank God that Jesus was indeed made perfect for us and for our salvation.